What about the magnitude of the benefit that was observed?
Survival benefit is so hard to come by in these diseases that anything that is measured in months rather than weeks already seems like it's huge. And if you look at the median survival of the intermediate two and the high-risk patients, which are significantly less than a year, you know, responses that appear to be improved of the order of 9 months would certainly be significant. And if you look at some of the other, not to ever compare bad diseases, but if you take some of the other oncology drugs which are approved for improvements measured in reasonably low numbers of weeks, I think that magnitude-wise, this actually seems significant. The one thing is also that it's very, very challenging to put a sort of qualitative value on somebody else's survival benefit. And I always have this discussion with people that even if you say, well, what's 3 months or what's 4 months, that's no time. Well, you know, if that gets you to your granddaughter's wedding, or if that means that you can participate in a cruise that you had planned or something, then it might actually be worth it. So again, I think numerically, it's an impressive number. But in addition to that, because it's associated with an improvement also in quality of life, one isn't imagining, hopefully, that the patient would just be hanging on with misery for an additional few weeks, but rather really having some meaningful improvement.
I don't know if there have been any waterfall plots done off that study, but do you see, you know, a subgroup that seems to have very prolonged responses, or is it maybe more just everybody's benefiting a little?
Don't know. It's certainly been the case in the past that the higher risk patients actually are the ones who respond more. And that's, you know, if you look at lymphomas, if you look at some of the leukemias, you can get responses that are more profound in the actually worse patients, but then they last for a shorter period of time. So it's not completely clear what the data are going to show there. And the subgroup analysis that I'm aware of is not showing anything clear there. I think if you look at the decitabine data, which is another hypomethylating agent that is approved, their initial studies actually were weighted a little bit more toward the high-risk patients, and the responses were good. Now, some people will argue that, well, okay, it's easier to get a response in a higher risk patient because of increased cell turnover, and that fundamentally it's high. You can get a leukemia patient into remission more easily than you can get an MDS patient into remission. But I think the questions still come up that what are the depth of the responses? Are they longer in certain groups? We don't know the answer to that. And although the survival benefit has not been as cleanly demonstrated for decitabine, they are very similar drug structurally, and certainly there will be, you know, there is much discussion about whether the class effect of hypomethylating agents is what's resulting in a survival benefit or whether it's a specific benefit to azacitidine.